No, you gotta put the pillow over here. I'm telling you, that's too much. I know how they like it. They'll just end up stealing pillows and blankets. Your wallet. Sticky fingers. No, no way. Sweet little cinnamon roll like that? Sticky fingers? What have they ever stolen, huh? My heart, for one. And if you ain't careful... What? What's that supposed to mean? It means you better hope they don't find where you stash their gifts. That's what it means. Oh. Really? I thought you were... Yeah. You think too much as it is. With a skull that thick and a brain so big, no wonder you're such a damn headache. Pink is sus. So sus. Oh, don't get me started on that game. You're too good at it. Even when you're playing crewmate, feels like you play on the offensive. It's kind of like defensive driving. You gotta be decisive, assert dominance, be the biggest dog in the yard or whatever. Yeah, throw in another analogy while you're at it. Maybe I'll understand then. Hey, and work on your game, because you might be snapping everybody else's necks, but you haven't fooled me. Yeah, well, I guess it's true what they say. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. Nah, I guess not, huh? It's nice to see you smiling like you mean it, man. Those chocolate eyes of yours don't look so dark now. And the thing with your dad? I'm really proud of you. Proud of him, too. Yeah, it's, weird. And I don't think I can ever forgive that man for my past, but thanks to you two, I am willing to give him a chance to show me he's changed and that he's a better man. He seemed really happy and healthy. I wish Ma could see him like this. Hey, we're gonna figure out what your mom's up to. Don't sweat it too much. She's a free spirit. She's a wild thing. That's what you really mean. I mean, I'm not saying nothing bad. She just goes where the wind takes her. Sometimes that wind takes her on some pretty wild adventures. I'll never forget when she came back from Burning Man and had pictures. Don't even bring those up. You said you'd forget you ever saw them. I did. I'm purely talking about the shots of, like, the scenery and the art. Yeah, the art. But you're right. She's probably on some wild adventure, forgetting all about everything she left behind. Hey. She does love you, Seth. I promise you that. She'd do anything for you. Just in her own time, you know? I know. I'm not worried about that. She's been through a lot. Made her choices. Lived with the repercussions. Sometimes you just have to go your own way and find your own path. So you can live with yourself. I'm like her, in that sense. You're like her in a lot of ways. All the good ways. You take after her. And no offense to you, old man, but I'd say you lucked out. If I squint and pretend you got a fatter ass, I can hardly tell the difference.
Yeah, hey, don't talk about my mama like that.
Hey, it's a compliment. She got cake. Everybody loves cake.
That's it. We're playing Among Us so I can snap your damn neck. Let's go.
Oh. Sounds like your boo is coming. Quick, pretend things weren't about to get violent. All right. I'm pretending as hard as I can.
Hey, babe. We're in here. Hey there. What do you think? I told you we were going to have a surprise for you. It's been a long time, but this used to be a bit of a Christmas tradition for me and this knucklehead over here. We'd set up a base camp and try to catch Santa. But, you know, mostly it was just to get cozy and watch movies and eat snacks and junk. So, you coming in? Huh. A surprise for us? Oh boy. Should I be nervous? Should I be nervous? I mostly like being the one giving the surprises, not receiving them. Okay. All right, so long as it's nothing big. Hey, Al. Yeah, what's up? Before they get back, are you sure they're really going to be okay piling in here with us? You know, if it's weird, I can sleep outside the fort. It's fine. Did you see that look on their face? They are fine. That was a huge smile. It's not weird. And we've talked about this sort of thing. I wouldn't just surprise them with it if I thought they'd feel, like, awkward about it. But what about you? Are you... you good? Me? I'm good. Why wouldn't I be good? Are you being all shy and shit right now? Who are you? Hey. I haven't been close to anyone in a long-ass time, all right? I've gone from not having a hug in years to melting because you cut my cheek and held my hand. I didn't realize how touch-starved I was until I had a taste. So the thought of being all snug in here with y'all, it's embarrassing. Oh my God, I wish they could see you like this. They'd probably give you a head pat and tell you not to worry. So, don't worry. Oh, surprise time? Here we go. What do you got for us, boo? Oh, cookies that look like us? Bruh. Oh, holy shit. These are so cute. Sugar cookies all decorated to look like the three of us. Did you bake these so it would look like we're all holding hands? Nah, they just look like that. You're projecting. Oh, right. Oh, it is on purpose. Al, you ass. Got him. I'm not blushing. It's just the light in here. Here you come. Yep, there's room. Steal the pillow. Wow. Al, you really weren't kidding. I told you, man. Sticky fingers. Probably from all that bacon. Watch yourself. It is cute. But it'd be even cuter if we ate them. So, yoink. I'm eating myself. Well, I guess. Oh. Huh? Something special about mine. All right. I always had an ego, but now I'm really going to be full of myself. Wow. See, Boo? He's just as bad as me. Just as bad. Is there cinnamon in this? Because I like the cinnamon rolls. Aww. It's delicious. Oh, pretend you don't see him tearing up. Shut up. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Both of you. But especially you, Sugar. I have so much respect for you. I was such a dick. And a lot of people wouldn't trust me. Wouldn't want me around, given all the history between me and your idiot boyfriend over there. But you saw me. You cut right through my bullshit. The walls I was trying to keep up. All of my defensiveness. I wanted to be jealous. It felt weird not to be bitter about the whole thing. But I mean, now I get it. You are truly special. You're stunning. And I admire you. I admire you so much. I aspire to be more like you. To be the same kind of healing presence that you are. You're like a warm blanket, fresh out of the dryer. Or a hot cookie with an ooey-gooey center of love and care. I've seen your influence in Alphonse and how you two communicate and trust each other. How you two love each other. Our past is really flawed. Because we were two idiot kids trying to play pretend. Trying to prove ourselves to the world. Trying to cut corners. Me and Al were all we knew. And that means we didn't know shit. We tried. The pieces were there, but we took a lot of wrong turns. I had a lot of time to think, to contemplate, and reflect. And even then, I didn't know what I've learned from watching you two until now. This has been an invaluable lesson, and I... Oh. Hug. Big hug. Oh. Oh, sweetheart. Don't you go getting emotional or I... They're right, Seth. You've taught us stuff, too. We've never faced a challenge like this. When you came back, we were tested. They say calm seas don't make for good sailors. And you rocked the boat, that's for sure. But just because our time together wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, I never, ever wanted anything but the best for you. I ran from the past. I tried to bury it under my anger and resentment. But you're still you. And I made choices I ain't proud of either. And what I learned was that we're not our past. And no matter how messy or fucked up it all was, if all parties are willing, what's broken can be put back together. It can be mended. It can be made stronger than it ever was before. What's broken isn't meant to be thrown away. It's meant to be made better. You made me better, Seth. Just like this beautiful soul here with us. There was something missing for a long time. Chapters of my life I tore out. But not anymore. Not anymore. Come on. Y'all let me in on this hug. Get over here so I can wipe my snot on you. God, why are you such a good crier? Even with the snot, you got those big sexy anime tears. Just shut up and give me your shoulder, you damn idiot. Yeah, come on.
Thank you both.
Oh.
Thank you both so much.
Oh, Seth.
You've given me so much. Given me a chance. A chance at a life I thought I threw away.
Hey. You got this chance for yourself. You could have reacted all kinds of ways. You could have been bitter and angry and hateful. You weren't, though. You saved yourself. We were just along for the ride. And I hope we can see where this new chapter takes you. Exactly. We both care about you. You're special to us. You've been a joy to have around. For both of us. And individually. You're great, Seth. That's always been true. Being able to introduce you to my boo, introduce the boy that I knew so long ago, that makes me so happy.
Thank you. Both of you.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you.